Siman Lamed Dalet, Birchas Erusin. Let me just quickly mention some of the things that we've seen. We saw the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Birchas Erusin is a bracha like a Birchas HaMitzvah classic. Yidder Hashem Baruch Malkal HaMitzvahs. And if the Rambam requires Obelas Yosan, the Rambam says if he failed to be Mavarach before the Erusin, then it's too late. Just like in Birkas HaMitzvahs in general, there's no bracha after the mitzvah, so too in Erusin, according to Rambam, there's no possibility of a bracha after the Erusin. We'll see about this later on. The source for the Rambam is the sugya on Daf Zayin of the basic sugyas, and the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, pretty much straightforward, right here in Siman Lamed Daled. And that means that the Nusach HaBracha reflects a Birchas HaMitzvah. We mentioned the Nodav Yehuda on two counts. Nodav Yehuda says there is Erusin without Bracha. Number one, in the case of an Androgynous, because an Androgynous, although he's allowed to get married, he doesn't have what? A Mitzvah to get married, and we discussed that in great length. And therefore, the Androgynous cannot recite Birchas Erusin. Nevertheless, we go through the Erusin just like we go through any mitzvah, because Eina Brochas Makfos Submitzvah. It was apparently a half a minute that Birchas Erusin plays a special role. We discussed the halacha of Kalam Lebrochim Asur Lebaila. But nevertheless, in that case, there won't be Birchas Erusin. What do we do in the case of a Chedesh? So normally, Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam says that although according to the Rambam, Birchas Erusin is a chiyuv on the chasan, he's the one who's obligated to mitzvah kikat mishisha, nevertheless the minhag is to give, to honor someone else with the bracha, kidei shelo yivayish es misheni yidei. But what happens if this person is not going to be mechaven to be motzi the chasan? That's a problem. So you should make sure that the Masada Kiddushin, I'm talking to you as future Masada Kiddushin, if you already haven't done so already, to make sure to be mechavim with the brachas to be motzi the chosn. What happens if the chosn is a cherish? So you can't just be motzi a person with a bracha. You can't appoint me over here to make a bracha for you over there. You have to hear the bracha. And I can be mechavim to be motzi. But in the case of the cherish, you can't hear the bracha. So therefore, Tzvi Pesach Frank suggests that in the case of a cherish, it is the chosn himself who should make the bracha. So this is an interesting quiz question. Where do we find a marriage? We're talking about Birchas Erusin. Where do we find a marriage where the chosn himself makes the bracha? And that's the case of a cherish.
Yeah, I remember the Gano argues. And he says that he says that should make the bracha in that case.
Even if the cherish can't hear.
In the cherish can't hear.
Okay. So he's probably relying on the other sheet, it's not the Rambam sheet, that the bracha is not the chiyuv of the chasan. I would suggest that he probably would not force the chasan to drink from the chasan.
He told the chasan to try and let feed him as much as possible, but...
Okay. Now, yesterday we made two points. Number one, that this bracha is complex from the perspective of the Nusach HaBracha. The Nusach HaBracha is not a classical, it doesn't reflect a classical Birchas HaMitzvah. Although it starts with the Shekichav Tosef Tzivanu, it goes on and reflects the Isurim, Asalonis Arusos, Asalonis Arayos, etc., etc. And then it's a bracha rucha, which means it has a chasima, and the Gemara says, do me the kiddush, that should say the kaddish yisrael. And secondly, the Rambam himself requires kos. He says that that's the minute to set up, to organize birchas erusin ala kos. Where do we find the birchas hamitzvah ala kos? So clearly, birchas hamitzvah, in the case of birchas erusin, is a very complex situation. It's not your classical. And that's reflected both in the Nusach HaBracha and in the Dinim of the Bracha. We suggested that maybe there's a connection, which we want to explore a little more today, between Birchas Erusin and Birchas Nesuin. And that's reflected in Nusach HaBracha. Al Yidei Chupa V'Kiddush. In other words, the Bracha is not just related to the Tchilas Kinyan HaYishus, which is initiated by the Kiddush in Kesef Shtar Bia, but also to the Gemar Kinyan HaYishus, the entire Kinyan, which incorporates even the suin, meaning chuppah. So chuppah is reflected in the bracha. In fact, the nusach ha-bracha, the way the Ramah has it, is mekadesh Yisrael al yidei chuppah v'kiddushin. But even the Rambam, who has mekadesh Yisrael, in the guf ha-bracha, in the madbei ha-bracha, he mentions chuppah. So perhaps some of the dinim of Nisuin and Birchas Nisuin was somehow nigrar, and they were pasted onto the Birchas Erusin. And we want to explore that a little bit more today, but first I just want to mention that there's a quote here on page 291 from Rav Sharaya Dublitsky in a book called Sova Smachos, that not only should the Mevarech be mechaving to be motzi the chasan in the case of Birchas Erusin, but all the Mevarechim in Birchas Nesuin, one after the other, should have in mind to be motzi the chasan.
And each other.
Does he say that too? He says, it's three lines below the bottom of that first paragraph. I don't know. That's all I saw. So let's just understand this. I understand very well, especially from the Rambam's perspective, that the Masada Kiddushin, when he recites Birchas Erusin, has to have in mind the Chasan. It's his bracha. It's the Chasan's chiyuv. In Birchas Nesuin, I'm not sure. Bishleim, if you're talking about Birchas Nesuin, Tachas HaChupa, which is the Birchas Nesuin of Nesuin, that's the Chiyuv of the Chasan. And then Rav Shai is right, I wouldn't argue with him. But the subsequent Birchas Chasanims are engendered by the Seuda, correct? Whether it's the Seuda on the first night or the Seuda starting Shemesh Yivayat Mishnah, I don't know if that's the Chiyuv of the Chasan. So if you want to get Chachamim Gedolim to be nizhar, that they should be motzi l'chasan, I agree with you as far as under the chuppah is concerned. I'm not sure if the chiyuvim during the Shiva Siman Mishnah belong to the chasan.
We ran across the din that you can make a bracha if you should chasan.
Right.
So,
and also he says you're required to have in mind the kala as well. In fact, according to many posts, the kala doesn't even have to be there. By the way, don't ask me that question. I think the kala has to be there. Well, a lamaisa, you know, if you want a mesorah, that's the mesorah. But because the mitzvah in the Rambam's formulation is l'samech sakala v'sachosim. So someone is saying that he meant to samech the kala in order to samech the chosim. You know, l'chav mal bayil. I've heard that pshat. That pshat I heard in the name of Avshol Yisraeli. I don't know if you ever heard.
That's the lashon of the reason for the bracha.
No, but he says the reason for the bracha is to be Sameach the Chasan v'Kala. That's the Gemara in Brachos. That what? They call HaMavarech is Zocha b'Chamesh Kolos is Mesameach HaSachos. That's where the famous Marsha that says L'Sameach HaSachos v'Kala B'Dibur. And what's B'Dibur? People think it's Ketzavarech, you know, HaKala v'Chasuda. But the Marsha says that the Dibur is the Birchas Chasanim. And Rashi says in Ksubis on Daf Ches that the essence of the Birchas Chasanim is to thank Hashem for being Mesameach B'Chos V'Kala. That's what we're thanking Hashem for. So the essence of Birchas Chasanim is for the Kohol to be Mesameach B'Chos V'Kala.
How would that help the Ramah?
Which Ramah?
We came across it in the Ramah says that you could be, brings a right from the Zmila, you can make a bracha, that you can make a bracha for a Birchas Chasanim Shlomo B'Me'achos. It doesn't feel.
Even under the chuppah he's talking, or maybe he's talking Shiva Sameach Mishnah. I don't know. Take a look, because under the chuppah, it's a tzarchim gadol. I mean, what is Birchas Chasanim under the chuppah without the chasan? I mean, Manashak, if it's the chasan's chiyuv, then he's the mevarech. Elo what? He's going to be mechavid others, and they're going to be mechavid as Rav Shai Dublitsky says to the emotzi of Deachos. But even if I grant you that the chiyuv is on the call, even under the chuppah, but it's a chiyuv on the call to be mevarech as hachosim. So maybe the Ramah holds that you don't even need the nochuchus hachosim for that. I don't know. Alright, next I want to point out to you the Ran and the Rush. This is the kishkis of what Birchas Erusin is about. You'll see this on the bottom of page 292. The Ran points out that as a Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas Erusin is very complex. Because the Mitzvah is not just the Erusin, but it's also the Nesuin. Now presumably the Nesuin is going to take place a year down the line. How could one bracha be chal at the very beginning to the end? So we pointed out, if you remember, that the Sefer Chinuch has one day that the bracha at the beginning of Sfiras Omer is chal for the 49th day. But the Ran is unaware of that chiddush, and he thinks that the brach has to be connected to the Gemara mitzvah, not just to the Tchilas mitzvah. So even though Erusin is the kickoff of the mitzvah, but the full Kinyan Ishus, which is the mitzvah Kiyikat Yishishu Bala, is clinched by the Nesuin. That's his first problem. So since Adayin Chaser Mesir L'Chuppah, so then he suggests, well, let's make the bracha b'shas knisa l'chuppah, but that's impossible because then you're cutting out the tchilas hamitzvah. It would be like making the bracha on the fourth kosos of the Dalet kosos, and you're not connected to the first three kosos. And he says that even if we implement both the kedushin and the nesuin together, he says you need a tofes habrach. The madei habrach has to be shaveh l'chol nefesh. It has to be uniform for every single kos. So wait, so what's the punchline of the Ran? The Ran is saying that here we have a case of a mitzvah which can only be fulfilled in two stages. The Gemar mitzvah is going to be implemented later on. The brach has to be on the Tchilas mitzvah, but yet it has to be connected to the Gemar mitzvah. So since there's a hefsek here, in the case of Nesuin a year later, it's impossible to be mevarech. So the Rani asks himself the question, so what do we do in a case of a mitzvah which doesn't lend itself to a bracha? So I don't know, I would have said maybe we should change the rules here. Maybe we should make the bracha during the suin and let the bracha be chal, because we have no other choice, l'mafreya, on the kiddushin. Where do we find a birkas mitzvah which is l'mafreya, which is implemented after the mitzvah? Gerim. So we have a case of Gerim, but the Ran is not operating with that. So the Ran says that instead of changing the rules that govern Birchas HaMitzvah, we have to change the entire nature of the mitzvah. It's not of the bracha, excuse me. It's no longer a Birchas HaMitzvah, but rather Tiknu Levarech Al Kedushas on Shal Yisrael. Notice the Rabbanan were in a bind here, a no-win situation. They could not possibly accept a Birchas HaMitzvah in the case of Kedushin/Nesuin. So what did they do? They changed the nature of the bracha. Or did they? You know, he says, Tiknu Levarech Al Kedushas Shal Yisrael. Is the Ran therefore saying that it's no longer Birchas HaMitzvah? It's a bracha to praise Hashem Shemach Hodoya Al Kedushas Shal Yisrael? Look inside the Ran. Tell me if you think that's what he's saying. Obviously, I'm implying that he's not saying that. But how can you slug me up on this? If I were to tell you that according to the Ran, this is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's not related to the mitzvah. It's just that the mitzvah is an occasion which engenders a chiyuv shevach v'hodoya on kedushas and shal Yisrael. Do you see the deer that I have here? On the top line, what does the Ran say? So maybe he's still saying there is a bracha on this mitzvah. And furthermore, the Ran doesn't reject the psichas abracha, asher kidsharu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. So on the one hand, the Ran has in the psichas abracha a classical birchas mitzvah. On the other hand, the chasimas abracha is a shevach on kedushas and shal Yisrael. I think what we have to derive from this Ran is a very interesting conclusion, which I think is pretty revolutionary. That there's, if we want to categorize all brachas, yesterday we spoke about four categories of brachas. Today, let's focus on two categories of the four, namely Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas Shevach HaHodoyah. The Ran is now generating a third category, which is a hybrid. It's a double-barreled cube. It's kind of like a Tzad HaShavah Shebehem. What's a Tzad HaShavah Shebehem? That if you'll ask me a pirach on this Tzad, I'll quote you this Tzad, and vice versa. Right? You remember the sugya said at the beginning of Baba Kama, you know, if you want to derive, you want to derive Shar for Adam or Adam from Shar. Here too, if you'll ask me a kasha, well, it can't be a Birchas HaMitzvah because the mitzvah is clinched by the Nesuin. So I'll tell you, it's a Birchas Shemach HaHodoyah Al Kedushas Shal Yisrael. But if you'll ask me, how can we have a mitzvah without a bracha? The answer is, we're going to say, Asher Kedushan Mitzvah Sul Tzivan. So we now have like a hybrid kind of category, which is both a Birchas HaMitzvah and a Birchas Shemach HaHodoyah at the same time. And I thought to myself, could we find a precedent for such an animal in Hilchos Brachos? So I was thinking of the Gemara at the beginning of the last parak in Megillah. The Gemara says that kol ha-mitzvahs kulu mevarech aleihem over la-siyoson, and therefore in Mikra Megillah, mevarechin manach. Manach means Mikra Megillah, Shasan Nisim, and Shechiyon. And the Gemara subsumes these three brachos, kodem ha-kriya, kodem kriya sa-megillah, under the halacha of over la-siyoson. Now wait a second. What category of brachos is subject to the rule of over la-siyoson? Which kind of a bracha requires over la-siyoson? Zerusha mitzvah, correct? So Bishleim, if he's talking about a shek t'shamim tzosu tzivanu, al mikra megillah, that's a Zerusha mitzvah. And I understand why the Gemara applies over la-siyoson to the bracha of al mikra megillah. But the Gemara goes a step further and says that even Shasa Nisa requires over la-siyoson. And not only that, Shechiyana requires over la-siyoson. Those are classical cases of what kind of bracha?
Shevach
Odoi. So why does the halacha of over la-siyoson apply? So what do you see from this? It's that you could have a bircha Shevach Odoi, but the machayev of the bracha, the machayev of Shevach, is the mitzvah itself. And the halacha of over la-siyoson applies whenever the mitzvah engenders the chiyuv. Even if the nature of the bracha, we'll call it the chefetz shel bracha, the matbeya shel bracha, is a matbeya of Shevach Odoi, since the machayev of the bracha is what? Is mitzvah? It means that sometimes the mitzvah requires a more universal or expanded shevach. And what generates that chiyuv shevach? Either the fact that it's a mitzvah bo mizman lizman, so there's a special simcha that engenders a chiyuv shevach, or maybe it's the fact that this pirsum ha-nes that engenders a separate chiyuv shevach. Or according to the Ran, in the case of Birchas Erusin, the fact that we cannot possibly formulate a classical nusach of a Birchas HaMitzvah because we can't encompass both the Erusin and the Suin, therefore we have to convert it into a Shevach, and now the Mitzvah of Kiddushin becomes an occasion for being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Kiddushas on Shal Yisrael, right? Ayin Ramam, Reishulchus issues, you know, Kodemat and Torah and so forth and so on. And therefore we have now a category, which I think is fascinating, of a bracha which is both mitzvah and shevach at the same time. The bracha itself reflects shevach, but the occasion that engenders the chiyuv bracha is the mitzvah itself.
And this is a side point. We said that that Lechor the Ran didn't have this chiddush of the
give me a hint so I know
the Sefer Chinuch had the Chiddush by Sefer Sa'omer that you could have maybe a bracha that's chal on the first day that fixed it
become 49
days. So can we say though that we saw that according to most of the Girsos in the Gemara that a Pilegesh is with Kiddushin below Ksuba, meaning to say that the clinching of the mitzvah with Nisuin is not guaranteed. Mashenki by Sfiras Omer, without 49 days, it's not a mitzvah. But you could have Kiddushin without Nisuin. And so that would be, even if the Ran knew about this Kiddush of the Sefer HaChinuch, about the Sfiras Omer.
But the only thing is, now you're entering into a gigantic machlokas as to whether or not there's a head to Pilegesh. It could be that the Rambam Shita is that Pilegesh, since she's only muteris to a melech, is not a possible kiyum mitzvah that would allow the bracha to expand itself, or maybe you should say to circumscribe itself and focus itself just on the kedushin. So again, I don't want to be mechayev the Ran to this. We have to know what the Ran sheet is.
My nearest Chanukah, the mechayev Shasan Nisim is also because of Lahad and Dash Chanukah, but you can make Shasan Nisim before you light it.
You mean, let's say he doesn't have candles or something like that? Like the Miri says, if you don't have a Megillah, so you make Shasa Nisa without a Megillah just on the day itself?
You mean? Right, or you just want to, by walking in the street, you see candles or let those.
Oh, Haroah near Hanukkah Mavar.
And you dare miss out on the Chai of saying Shasa Nisa.
He's the mitzvah person on next. Okay, what are you going to do with Shakyam? That's purely a Mirpah Shem Pogba.
Right.
So I'm just saying that the occasion for this Shakyam was the mitzvah. And that itself engenders a certain status to this bracha of Shavuot as a quasi birchas samitz. I call it a hayim. And then afkinin is going to be that you need over lasiyos. Now the Rosh has a whole different understanding of what birchas erusin is all about. And basically the Rosh says there's no mitzvah over here. If there's no mitzvah, then clearly the bracha cannot be a berachas ha-mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah period for Rivia. And he doesn't need kedushin as a method to achieve that goal of mitzvah's period for Rivia. He can be mekayem that mitzvah to be legesh. So clearly the Rosh says, al bracha zu nitkina loseis shevach lakodesh baruch hu shev dilonim and amin, etc., etc. Fine. So I would just like to raise one question on the Rosh. If the assumption is that this bracha is a birch hashemach v'odoyim, then what halacha certainly should not apply
over
lasiyosa. And I got nervous about this, except that if you fast forward to page 295, you'll see he raises the following question. Should the bracha be recited before the kedushin or after the kedushin? And he quotes the riff in the Rambam. I'm deliberately leaving out the next word, who all maintain that the bracha has to be recited before the kedushin, meaning applying the principle of over lasiyosa. But then in the next paragraph, he quotes a whole bunch of rishonim who would recite the bracha after the kedushin. And they, he jumps ahead of himself and says, you know what? We can't have the bracha before the Eris. Why not? Maybe she'll say thanks, but no thanks. So this is a case with both Rabbeinu Tam and the Raivim maintain that it's a totally v'das acherim. You don't know, you have no guarantee that your mitzvah will be a mitzvah, will achieve its goal. And if we can't have the bracha until after. I would have said something totally different. That according to the Rosh, the reason why the bracha is suspended until after the kedushin is not a reflection of the fact that she may decide or may not decide that she wants in on this marriage, but simply because it's a bracha shevach v'odoyah. And the rule with regard to shevach v'odoyah is that the bracha is postponed until after the experience which engenders the shevach v'odoyah. So I don't make a bracha before I see the lightning or hear thunder, I do it afterwards. Because the bracha shevach v'odoyah is always post, subsequent to the experience. Now, as far as the Rabbeinu Tam is concerned, now you see he mentions the Rosh here also, but I think he means the Rosh and Tshuva. You remember way back when, for those of you who were with me on Skype in the old times, so there was this theory in the Rosh. The Rosh in Ksubas, in his Piskei Halachos, is the Rosh that he's quoting here at the beginning, to establish and define this bracha as a birchas Hashem. But the Rosh in Tshuva, this is very fascinating, I don't know if he changed his mind, there he goes with the Rambam's approach, that the bracha on Erisin is a birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore the halacha of Erulias Yosin should apply. But I want to call your attention to Rabbeinu Tam, because I think Rabbeinu Tam might be shedding a light on many, many different halachas and piskei dinah that we're going to see here with regard to birchas Erisin. Rabbeinu Tam does not say exactly that Shema tia berchaso bracha lefatolo sheitlo tisrat. So that's not exactly what Rabbeinu Tam says. If you look carefully at Rabbeinu Tam, as in Sof and Dav Zion, Rabbeinu Tam, he says the following, that the bracha of Mila, which is recited by the father, what's that called? Lachniso, right? Lachniso is to recite it after the mila. In other words, the din of over lasiyosim says Rabbeinu Tam in mila only applies to the first bracha. Asher kitsharim mitzosim tzimon al mila, but not to the second bracha. And the Rambam and other Rishonim disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. Both brachas should be recited before the mila. Says Rabbeinu Tam, it's impossible for the bracha of Lachniso to be recited by the father until the child has already entered into the bris. And then Rabbeinu Tam equates Birchas Erisin with Birchas Ha'av of Lachniso in Bris Milah. He doesn't put the emphasis, as the Raivid does, right here on the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hasidus, on the fact that she may not want it. But the emphasis of Rabbeinu Tam is that the bracha should come after the kedushin in the same way, by analogy, that the bracha of the father lachniso comes after the mila. Does anybody see where I'm trying to take you with this? I mean,
that it's still possible to make the bracha of Erusin after you do the Maisa, and it can still be a Berachas Mitzvah.
Good. So but what does Rabbi Natan get from this paradigm of Lachnisa? Is he just quoting one case? Or he's trying to derive some sort of conceptual breakthrough about the nature of the bracha of Lachnisa and why that bracha has to be postponed till after the meal. And then if we understand like that, maybe we can apply that to Berachas Erusin.
There's kind of a shmek of Tevilas Ger.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Because you're a step ahead of
Ger
me.
Also is like entering. You can't. It's not shaykh the bracha.
Okay, good. Well, what word am I looking for? I'm sorry if I'm pushing on the lingo. I'm trying to, you know, the difference between the world of Lundus before Reb Chaim and after Reb Chaim is just that Reb Chaim gave us a knife, a fork, and a spoon, you know, to cut our, you know, you can eat with your hands too, but you know, Reb Chaim gave a certain kalim that he applied methodologically. Again, it was way before Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim didn't discover, you know, he wasn't a Nimai in Torah, but Reb Chaim, you know, trained us. So what is this bracha chal on?
Gavra.
On the chalos. Correct? That's the word I mean. On the halos of the gavra, you're right. But which gavra are we talking about? Not the father, right?
The team.
Correct. And what new halos emerges? What's that called? A ben bris. My afkimina. He can eat from kodshim. He can eat from korban pesach. There are many dinim that are engendered by this transformation, this new haloshem. That's, he has kedushas Yisrael mi bet and imo. That's for sure. But the bris adds a new dimension to his personality, so to speak, to his status as a ben bris, which engenders many new halachas. Now, if that be the case, says Rabbi Natan, the halach of ofel asiyasan falls by the wayside, because ofel asiyasan means over le asiya. But here the bracha is not on the asiya, but lachnisa bebriso is on the bris, on the chal shem bris, which is an ongoing, continuous state of being. If we apply that to Erusin, then what would Rabbi Natan, by analogy, be saying that Berachas Erusin?
Afterwards,
what? That Rabbi Natan says Lehedger, but we're adding a little explanation as to why he equates it to Birchas Lachnisa the
following. He's not.
Again, I need one word. Hello. That the bracha of Erusin is not on what?
On
the Maisa Kiddushin, but rather on the Chalos issues. The Chalos issues, correct? So since the bracha is now going to be on the Chalos issues, there's no longer din of Opelasiosa. That's what I think Rabbi Natan is saying. So we have then three different ma'alchim here as to why the bracha of Birkas Erusin should be suspended, according to these shittas, to after the Erusin. One is because it might be bracha batol, she can say thanks but no thanks. The second explanation would be that of the Rosh, that it's a Birkas Shelach Odoya, which always comes after. And the third explanation could be with this Rabbi Natan, who has this analogy between Birchas Erusin and Birchas Lachniso Bebriso, the father, that maybe the bracha was established on the Chalos. And here Moshe says very well that the paradigm for this and the source for this is Birchas Hager. That in Birchas Hager, since there's no possibility of overlasiyosan, so Chazal made a takana that the bracha of the Ger should be recited not on the Asiyah, but rather on what?
Halos.
Good. What halos?
Being
halos Kedushas Yisrael, which is
that by every halos, which is happening? I can't think of any other examples.
Well, there's no bracha on Gerushin, but if there would be a bracha on Gerushin, the Rashba asks why there's no bracha on Gerushin. You know, because ki matzah b'arav is dover, and there's a mitzvah of Gerushin. You know, the Rambam incorporates Gerushin into the Tariyag, so the Rashba wants to know why we don't make a bracha on Gerushin. If there would have been, like the happening of the Rashba, then the bracha could possibly be after the Nesinus again on the Chalos. The chalos heter ishul shuk, right? The hafkas ishus.
If we were misaking the bracha, we couldn't have left there to because obviously that's a big business. Then
we have the tzionim here, right?
No, in London, that's
you remind me the Gemara says that you're allowed to tell a guy, you know, to sign a shtar for you on Shabbos, even though there's an amir lack of shvus, in order to be kind of karka there in Israel. You see the mitzvah of Yishe Yitzchel is very important.
I think Lucy
in
London,
so
there also afterwards would be a bracha because it's
chalos. If there was a bracha on Yishe Yitzchel, yeah, I would make it afterwards. Yeah. And if there was a bracha tomorrow on Tevila the Erev Yom HaKippurim, maybe the bracha should be recited after you come up for the bracha. Maybe it... Well, we'll get to that in 5 minutes. Okay, I just want to finish this. I have a lot to tell you about Tevila and Erev Yom Kippur. Now, if you're on page 294, he quotes the Beis Yosef, not here in Ishus, but in Yerudea. The Beis Yosef says that how much wine does the chassan have to drink from the cup of Erisin? Well, if we take Kiddush or Havdalah as a paradigm, how much do you need? Mali Lugmav, which is wrote from this. And here the Beis Yosef says, in the case of Kiddushin, you can be very stingy on the wine for the chassan, let him have just the ima kosher, who he says. And then the Beis Yosef himself is bothered by this question. He says, Dafka b'kiddush v'avdola b'inon te'ima k'moli lugnov. Now, he doesn't give us a clue as to why. Yesterday we touched on this. Does anybody remember? Why would it be that kiddush requires a full shtia, which would be k'moli lugnov, and te'ima itself is not enough?
Because it's kashur l'suda.
Yes.
By the Erisin.
Correct, because you want to be koveh su'udu. And to be koveh su'udu, you need a shtia chashuva. You can't just do te'ima. No, then let me ask you another question. Two questions. First of all, what does that have to do with Abdullah? Abdullah has nothing to do with su'udu. I don't know, maybe it's more talke afterwards. You know, we can, after we do the Kalbach Abdullah, you know, then we can sit down and have a whole Malam Malka, so we can say that the Shtias Yayin of Abdullah is the kickoff of the Malam Malka. But that was just all Milsa the Bdichusa to get us in the mood for the Simcha of Yom HaKippurim that's coming very quickly upon us. But I have another question for you. I don't understand something else. What is Te'ima? It's the strangest halacha. Meaning, I understand that you can recite a bracha on a kos, and the kos is there just as a formality. And the bracha somehow is uplifted or given a special status because you're holding on to a kos. Then I can understand that you need shtia from a kos. And the shear of shtia is a revius. But te'ima is like, in Yiddish we say, nishtahir, nishtahin. It doesn't belong anywhere. And the Beis Yosef is telling us that with the exception of two brachos, namely Kiddush and Abdullah, if you talk about your classical kosher bracha, your classical kosher bracha requires what?
Te'ima.
And nothing more than te'ima. Why? What is it? It's a new chalosh in te'ima. What is it? It's a category that defies, I don't know how to sink my teeth into it. Anybody?
Just
how often
something's gone.
Okay, good. Can you elaborate a little bit more so we make sure we understand what you're saying? Are you saying it's Torah Spirit Sanenim? So you should have some anor from it? I don't think so. The answer is that the bracha has to be chal on the kos. It's not enough that the bracha is related to the mitzvah, in this case, ki kafi shisha. It's not enough that the bracha relates to the gavra, who's the osa of mitzvah, who's the makadish. The bracha has to be related to what? To the kos. We need, if you will, we'll call it, if you pardon the phrase, an umbilical cord that connects the bracha with the kos. That's called te'im. When is Allah of shtia? For example, in Kiddush, when you want to be koveh suda, there's Allah of shtia. That requires moli lulav. But when is Allah of tziruf bracha lakos? All that you need is te'ima. Te'ima is sufficient to link up the bracha with the kos. And therefore, we don't have to see to it that the kos and drink, says the Beis Yosef, anything more than just a te'ima kosher. Because once having done so, we've linked up the bracha with the kos. In fact, you could ask another question. Who has to drink from the kos? You see, the assumption, the premise of the Beis Yosef is that no doubt the chassan has to drink from the kos. Which makes sense because the Beis Yosef l'shitaso, as it's reflected in Shulchanoki and Lamed Dalid, adopting the position of Rambam, this bracha is a bracha of the chassan. And that's why we said the poskim emphasized that the Masadik Kiddushin is just really a shliach on behalf of the chassan of the bracha. He should be mechavim to be motzi the bracha. And therefore the chassan should drink from the kos. You ask me the question, should the mevarech, meaning the Masadik Kiddushin himself, drink from the kos? I would say maybe yes. Not in Birkas Nisuin, if you remember what we discussed the other day. You know, that business with the spill it on the kaf yada, that I don't go for. But if you talk about Birkas Erisin, where there really is no chiyuv kos, it was only a minhag in order to upgrade this Kiddushas Yisrael bracha to have the beauty of Ein Shir El Ayayin. So there I would say that maybe the Birchas Bori Priyagofen is primarily, essentially, a Birchas Hanen. And therefore, if the Masadik Kiddushin recites that bracha, doesn't drink, and he has no hana, we cannot apply the normal principle of Yotze Motzi that applies in Birchas HaMitzvah, because we share the same kiyuv, or at least we used to share the same kiyuv. In Birchas HaNenim, if I'm not drinking for the kos, I have no kiyuv of bracha. And therefore, it makes sense for the Masadik Kiddushin to drink all from the kos. You may have a hygienic problem here. If you, as the Masadik Kiddushin, want to drink from the kos, then you want to give the kos over to the chasan. So I would recommend a couple of possibilities. You know, either have a little kos in your pocket or something. You know, make sure that the guy in charge of the hall has a third kos for you if you want to be machmir and drink a little from the kos. Or you could lie in the Beis Yosef. That's fine. That the bracha is related to the chasan. Right, that the minhag expanded this bracha and enhanced this bracha to include a kos yayin and shir al yayin. That's the chasan's chiyuv. Therefore, you don't have to drink from it. But the odd thing is that unless you grant me that the bori priya gofen becomes an integral part of the seder brachas, then no go here. You'll have to drink from the kos as the masadik kiddush. Because otherwise, if you don't integrate the bori priya gofen into the seder brachas, then it's a pure Birchas HaNenim. That was what was bothering the Pnei Yoshua. You remember the Pnei Yoshua? Let's see it again. This is where. You take a look at the bottom, page 293. The Pnei Yoshua says, Nagu she'odom achim mevarchet Birchas HaYam al-Kos v'eino shosem mimenu. Who drinks? Right, this is the Pnei Yoshua reflecting the Beis Yosef. Only the Chos and the Kala drink. V'tamua. The Pnei Yeshua says it makes no sense. Kate said, "Mevarach Bori Priya Gofen, Mevarach in a Shosem Imen." So, what's his premise in asking this kasha? What's the underlying premise of the Pnei Yeshua as far as the kos and Birchas Harisim?
The Birchas Nenim.
It's purely a Birchas Nenim. It never was integrated into the Seder Abrachas. So, it's not like Kiddush where the Bori Priya Gofen is part of the Seder Abrachas, and the Makadish doesn't have to drink from the wine. Our minigas say he does, but he doesn't have to. So therefore, the Pnei Yeshua is really interesting. You have here a Birchas Bar Priya Gofen, which is meant to enhance another bracha, and yet it still maintains its status as a Birchas HaNenim, and therefore the Mubarak has to drink from the kos. So those who want to be machmir like this Pnei Yeshua, if you pardon the pun, I would say Tov Aleihem bracha.
Rabbi, what if we want to go the other way?
I wanted to say something before. Yeah, go ahead.
What if we wanted to go the other
way? It's your last shiur time, so I have to give you a lot of zchut k'dima, as they call it.
What if the chassan is going after the first reason of the Ramah, why we have a tainus on Yom HaChuppah? On the day of the chasna, the chasan and kala are betainus, and he wants to be mashlim betainus. So now there was a miscommunication. They called the chuppah for before shkia, and the chasan doesn't want to drink the kos.
He's still in fast.
Right, he doesn't want it to be mashlim the fast.
No. I'll tell you what it is. There's no such thing as a yom betainus. Again, if the chasan accepts upon himself a yom betainus, that's a different question. But the minig for a chasan to fast is not a yom betainus. That's in preparation for the wedding. Once he's recited the Birchas Erusin and he's given her a tabas, then the tainus is over. It's not a full day. So even if they made something fluked up and they made it earlier, his tainus terminates the very moment that he stands there and he recites the
Birchas. If we say that it's because it's Yom Slicha, Yom Mechila.
Right, but it's not it's a Mechila because that day is Yom Chasunos. Because his Chasun will take place on that day. But it's not a Yom in the sense of Hilchas Manu, you know, that we go to Shkia.
So Chuppah Gomer is also the all
of the titles as well. Don't be machmir. I'm telling you, Adam, if you be machmir, tell the Chasun not to eat or drink.
I'll
get very upset with you, right? The chassid is the main man. I mean, well, the kala is also important, but okay. Take a look at page 297, and the question here is: should we attach birchas erusin to shas nesuin? Okay, now this is only relevant to the following scenarios. Either be mayhem, or if somebody would institute this today and postpone the Nisuin until later on. So now he's giving you a varach birchas Nisuin, but the birchas Harrison was way earlier. So that was be mayhem or him. Or alternatively, if let's say the the Masarek Yedushin somehow, whatever, for whatever reason, did not recite the Birchas Eirson on behalf of the Chosin. So the Birchas Eirson was never recited. The Eirson was already clinched months ago. Should there be a bracha on the Eirson b'shas nesuin? I thought this was the craziest question in the world. And the Rambam quotes Rivash, which you'll see here on the top of page 298. Afilu kidesh isha mizman orach mevarchin birchas eirusin tachas chupa. Wow, we're going to repeat the birchas eirusin. And what?
Repeat it, you said it the first
time. A second time. He's saying even if you said it the first time. That this was, again, if you didn't recite it the first time, so you can talk about, you know, the issue of Birchas Eirson, as we said, having other dimensions to it. It's also Birchas Shevach, or it's on the Chalos issues, and therefore you might want to invite a Birchas Eirson even after they've been married for who knows how many months with Kedusha. But here, the Ramaz quoting the Rivash from Bein Shalom. I don't begin to understand what he's talking about. There was Eirson. They recited the bracha on Eirson, and they're going to do it again. They're going to repeat the same bracha a second time around. And why? Because the Shas Nesuin somehow engenders this bracha on the Eirson. But wait a minute. Give me a break. Are you doing Eirson or you're not? You're going to do Eirson. Chozer u'makadsha tachasach. Is this not like the, you know, I call this the Arabian Nights, you know, kind of. This is like, I don't know, you know, but that's, I'm dating myself. Anyway, this is like wild. The man married a woman months ago with Kiddusha, without Chup, and he recited Birchas Eirusin. He's going to redo it, another tekes of Kiddusha. Why? In order to facilitate repeating a bracha which he's already recited. Now, amongst the various questions that you could ask here, and you know, the mind is just flooded by a thousand questions, he brings a question here from the Beis Shmuel, which was originally asked like 2 centuries before the Beis Shmuel by the Rashbeids, and that is, with regard to a person who is Makadish and Ishal Yedei Shliach, the Shulchan Aruch is explicit, Lo Yekadish Pa'am Acheres. In other words, we don't encourage a double Kiddushin service. Once is enough, and we don't allow a second one. Shalola hotzi las al kedusha rishonim. Could you imagine the spectator says, "Wait, are you redoing the kedusha? What went on over the last few months? There was no kedusha." So, what's the difference between the case of a shliach and the case of someone whose erusin and nesuin were separated by a long period of time? In the case of shliach, we will absolutely object to repeating the performance of Kiddushin, because that would be Motzi Las in the first Kiddushin. But we will do a second round of Kiddushin. Maybe it's good for the photographers, you know. Like if the photographer missed the ring in the first one, you know, it'd be great if it's splicing, you know, new pictures. And we're going to reduplicate this, the Shas Nesuin, a second Maisa Kiddushin, and we're not worried, Shalola Hotzi Las al Kiddushin Rishonim. And the Beis Shmuel is so bothered by this question that he suggests the following answer, which you'll see here. Again, I'm just using this because it's a little easier. He says, V'efshar shim kiddush al yedei shliach az anu choshim yoseh, there's more of a shash, sheyomru kiddushin al yedei shliach lo hayu kiddushin. So he's saying the following, and this is also the Rash Bates' answer, quoted by the Avdin Gulu, that in the case of shliach, we have to be very nervous. The spectator might come, draw the wrong, incorrect conclusions, and think that the original kedusha was null and void. But in the case of a full-fledged kedusha that was done months ago, we can allow ourselves the luxury of repeating the kedusha for the sake of the bracha. And why? Because no one's going to be motzi las on the kedusha rishon. No lotus, no explanation, no batich. Is that an Arabic word? I'm probably not saying it the way the Arabs say it, but I thought that's one of the words we took from the Arabs.
Yeah, batich, I think it is.
Yeah, no batich, I don't know, it's some sort of dessert that the Arabs eat, that it crept into the slang of the modern Zionist thing.
Like
anyway, Rabosai, this entire page, which has on it a Shulchan Aruch with a stira from one psak to another, with a strange rabbah based on a Rivash, and a Rashbeis, and a Beis Shmuel, I give it over to you guys to study this entire page with all these sources and comments. The whole thing is like mantra. The only thing I want to say is the following, that the Ran that we discussed earlier today becomes frontal stage now. That we want to combine and integrate Erisin and Nisuin into one bracha. And the Chiddush here, the Rivash, is that it's not enough to integrate both the Erisin and Kedushin and the Nisuin into one bracha by reciting the words like Dechupa Vikidushin. That's not enough. We need that integration be chal on a Maisa. And unless the Maisa is a Maisa Kenyan goer, then felt we're chaselan, we're missing a piece, a chunk of this tziruf of a bracha on the entire mitzvah. Again, the global mitzvah is Erisin and Nisuin. We need a bracha that relates to some sort of action that's taking place that clinches the entire Kenyan issues from A to Z. How do we do that? So Bishlei, but if you have the Kedushin and the Nisuin at the same time, Nicha, everything's wonderful. You know, the areas that took place on the Chuppah. But once you've separated them, for example, the case of a Shliach who did the Erisin for you, but the Nisuin, there is no Shliach, so you're going to have to do the Nisuin yourself. Or in the case where the Erisin took place months ago and now he's initiating the Nisuin, we have a problem here because the Bracha is not connected to a Maisa Kinyan Ishus Gomor. Unless we can somehow duplicate the Maisa Eris. And that duplication, here's the question I want to ask you, is that, you know, replication of Kesem Shtar and Bia, is that a Maisa Kiddushin Al Pidin? Or does it have the status of a Maisa Litzorech Bracha Bilvad? Meaning that there's a new set of regulations as to what qualifies as a Maisa Pidin with regard to Bracha. And if I duplicate a Maisa Kinyan on which there was a Bracha, then by duplicating it, it's just a mirror image. It's not a real bona fide Maisa Kinyan. The Kinyan was already clinched months ago. It allows me, it facilitates the Chaloz Bracha on the entire Kinyan issues. Says the Rivash, I mean, and the way the Rashi understands it, and the Beis Shmuel, that there's a difference between Shlichus and the case where you duplicate the Maisa. In duplicating the Maisa Kedushin, it's clear to everyone, every spectator is enough of a Talmud Chacham to understand that this is not a Maisa Kedushin. Not at all. It's only it's a facade, it's a facsimile of a Maisa Kedushin, only for the purpose of Bracha. The whole exercise is only to clinch the Kiyum Bracha on the entire Kedushin. It's almost as if this quasi-Maisa Kedushin allows the Bracha to be Chala Mafreya, and the Bracha that I'm making now will encompass the Maisa Kedushin that was really a bona fide Maisa Kedushin that took place half a year ago. But in the case of Shlichus, that's not the story. In the case of Shlichus, there was no Maisa Kedushin on the part of the Mekadesh. He never instituted a Maisa Kedushin. That's wrong. What I just told you is wrong, right? Because Shlucho Shel Adam Kimoso. It means that when the Shliach implemented a Maisa Kedushin, that Maisa Kedushin related back to the Mekadesh, as if he implemented the Maisa Kedushin. That's already too sophisticated. In Mitzvahs, the Mekadesh never implemented a Maisa Kedushin. So we split it the following way. That even though when the Shliach implemented the Kedushin on behalf of the Mekadesh, the Maisa Kedushin of the Mekadesh was done, and Al Pi Din, certainly the Mekadesh is considered the Bala Maisa, but nevertheless, as far as the Cheftishal Maisa, the Mitzias of the Maisa, it was not implemented by the Mekadesh. Now, if we would reiterate, duplicate the Maisa Kedushin, in the first case it was done by the Shliach, in the second case it's being done by the Mekadesh, then the message that we're sending is that the Mekadesh never implemented a Maisa Kedushin. And that's a tremendous chashash. That's considered Hotzos Laz Al Kedushin Mishon.
Rabbi, this is an outlandish, I think it's an outlandish pshat in the Rivash. But
the Rivash is outlandish enough, so you might as well go all the way.
We see that the Rambam, the least according to the Beis Shmuel, holds that the Mishnah in Kala that says Kala b'loy bracha asur l'bayla kanida, bracha there does not mean Birchas Chasanim, it means chuppah. The bracha doesn't necessarily mean the Sheva Brachos under the chuppah there, according to the Rambam. Could we say that even in the time of the Rivash, we say maybe even in the time of the Gain, the minig of Klal Yisrael was to do Kiddushin and Chuppah Babas Achas, and now this person did Lo Kiminig. He went and did Kiddushin the way they used to do it in the old days. So when the Rivash says that we want it to be Smuchim LeBracha, we mean that we want Kiddushin to be Smuchim LeChuppah. And we don't want people to think that it's okay now to do your Kiddushin a year before the Chuppah like they used to do.
So you might think that there was no Kiddushin.
Right.
So it's not a Lachim Bracha. Because if you look at the language, what he says is the following. He says, "Afilu kiddush isha mizman oruch mevarchin birchas erusin tatzakum." It sounds like the thrust and the goal of what this institution was all about was to generate a birchas erusin. Then he says, "V'yaz gam," almost as an afterthought, "chozer makadosh." So I'm just presenting another view. Your view may be correct, but the Pashtus Halasha, the Riyata, the Lishna, seems to indicate that the thrust and the goal of this whole duplication theory is in order to create a Birchas Erusin Tachas Tachas Achup. Let me just conclude with one thing, because we're really running out of time. What about Asara? Do we need a minion for Birchas Erusin? So if you take a look at the Sugya and Ksubis on Daf Zayin on Beis, which is quoted here on page 298. I mean, you have 298?
I have 298.
Anyway, the Gemara quotes two opinions. The first opinion is a brisa, and it says minayin lebirchas chasanim basar. Rabosa, which set of brachas needs a minyan? Birchas chasanim doesn't mention a word about birchas erusin. You know, the jump from Birchas Chasanim to Birchas Erusin to require Asara is reminiscent of all the discussions that we had, that some of the laws that apply to Birchas Chasanim were dragged to the and pasted onto the Birchas Erusin. But why does Birchas Chasanim require a minyan? So according to the Braisa, it's based on Vayikach Asara Noshim, who referring to Boaz, right? Boaz, when he marries Ruth, he gets together a minyan and he recites Sheva Brachos. Rabbi Avo says it's based on a pasuk in Tehillim. V'makelos birchalakim Hashem mimakar Yisrael iskei makar. So let's just analyze this for one moment. According to here's my hakira. Who's obligated in Birchas Kasan? We've discussed this in the past, but I think this is really the place to discuss it. Because we spoke about whether or not the mevarchim should have in mind that they're being motzi the chasam. Whose obligation is it? Is it the chasan? Well, that would seem to be indicated by this braisa, because who got together the minyan?
Who else is chiyuv would it be? Who else is chiyuv would it be?
Oh, so who else is chiyuv would it be? So again, let me reiterate. If you only have the braisa derives from Boaz. Boaz fulfilled his obligation of bracha by gathering together a minyan. We'll have to see why. But if you go like Rabbi Avo, the makelos birchu. So upon whom or what is the Chiv Chal?
Necessary,
correct, on the Kahal. And the Nafkimina, I think, is tremendous. Not only in terms of who's Chayav in the Bracha, and therefore whether the Mavarach has to be Mechavi to be Motzi, that person, but moreover, whether or not the Din of Asara comes under the Halach of Dvarish and Kedush. Ain't Dvarish Kedush, which says at the end of Megillah, Elah, Basar. What's a Dover Shiva Kedusha? When there's a public declaration of divinity by the Tzibur, that's called a Dover Shiva Kedusha. For example, in a Dover Shiva Kedusha, you need Amida. Do we stand for Sheva Brachos? I would say the following. If it's the Chasan's Chiyuv, if Boaz gets together Asara in order to implement his personal Chiyuv, they don't have to stand. And the Pasuk says, Vayomer Shvu Ho. But all the poskim say you have to stand for Sheva Brachos. Why? Because the poskim accept Rabbi Avo that the chiyuv of Sheva Brachos is on the kahal. It's on the tzibur. The tzibur has to be mevarech the chasan kala. It's not a chiyuv on the chasan kala. I don't think the chasan has to go around, according to Rabbi Avo at least, and try to gather together asara if he wants to do so. Tavolom bracha. But he will have a bracha on it. But he's not obligated to do so. But if I hold it for Yavo that it's a Dovish Mikdusha, that the Tzibur is Chayiv in Sheva Brochas, then I understand very well why we stand for Sheva Brochas. And on page 299, he's got a whole long discussion about why we stand for Sheva Brochas. In his first chat, he said it comes under the universal halacha that we stand in front of Osei HaMitzvah, right? That we learn from Bikurim, that you have to stand in front of someone who's doing a mitzvah. In the second chat, he says that you have to stand not in front of a person, but Lekovid, he says, Lekovid the Chasim Kala, and this we derive from Maimon Har Sinai, that the Bnei Israel had the din of a Chasim Kala, and Vayotze Moshe Sam Lekas Kim, and they stood there at Maimon Har Sinai. Lefiani is Daiti, you don't need all this. The reason why we stand for Sheva Brochas is because we adopt the Shita of Rabbi Avoh B'Makelos Birchu Hashem. That it's a Dorish Mikdusha. And you remember perhaps that here in this Sefer called Kovetz HaEzer, he quotes a Sefer called Sova Smachas on page 291. I looked up that Sefer, and he says that if the minyan was there for the first two brachas of Sheva Brachas, and then one of the, let's say it was a minyan mitzumzum, and one of the 10 people who were there checked out, guess what? You could recite the other 8 brachas anyway. Where does that come from? Dovish Mekdusha. It's the same halacha as a Dovish Mekdusha. Whenever there's a chiv on the tzibah, you only need the tzibah to tchilas asir. At the end, you don't need an asir. So that's why I thought is the answer to this question of why there's a din of amido here, bifnei asara, and why is asara likuvo? That means if you have 9 people, you cannot recite Sheva Brachas. Why? Why is the number 10 an absolute prerequisite? Indispensable, because the chiv evolves on the tzibur. If there's no tzibur, then the chiv is not generated. And therefore, I think we can begin to understand what the nature of this davish of the kedusha is. The makelos birchu Hashem. There's something amazing going on here in this marriage. This marriage is going to be another link in the chain of generations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is facilitating this marriage. As the Gemara says, Yivoykot L'Hashem Ish L'Isha, Me Hashem Ish L'Isha. And therefore there's got to be some sort of tziruf of the tzibur in this simcha. The simcha is not personal. It doesn't belong to the chasen and the kala or the two of them together. It belongs to all of Klal Yisrael. And how does Klal Yisrael participate in this simcha? How did they reflect their chiyuv simcha? By reciting Sheva Brachas, Makelos Birch Hashem Mimakar Yisrael. And if Mimakar Yisrael means period for Rivian, then I would suggest that it makes sense that there be Asara B'Shas Erisim. The Gemara doesn't mention that. But many of the poskim, and you'll see it here in Shulchan Aruch and Siv Dalet, require Asara B'Shas Birchas Erisim. Why? The answer is, the Makelos Birch Hashem Aliske Makar. What kicks off this whole process that ends up with period for Rivian? It's the Kedushin itself. You can't skip it and jump ahead to the Sum without Kedushin. So at the time, Kedushin is already a Kahal that's assembled to participate in this Iske Makar, and therefore that Kahal has a Chiyuv Bracha.
When we say it's a Chiyuv on the Kahal, that means that there is being Motzi the Kahal? Or that means that...
That the kahal is yotze through the bracha.
Shemei Kohen?
Through Shemei, well, like technically that's not called Shemei Kohen. Shemei Kohen means, kind of, if you're obligated in a bracha, and I recite it so that you could hear it, that comes under Shemei Kohen. And in Shomer Ka'ona, it's very possible that I, as the Mavar, have to have you in mind.
Right.
That's not so for Sheva Brachas. It's a Chiv call. It's not a Chiv on Chaim, on me, on you, on him. It's a Chiv on the call as an entity called a call. And therefore, the call just needs a what we call a Heftz Shal Bracha. As long as you hear the Heftz Shal Bracha, you don't have to respond Shomer Ka'ona as if you were yourself for the Mavar. You were just part of that assembly that created that bracha. For example, a Kriyas HaTorah. Let's say that there's a famous case of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Somebody told Rav Moshe that he's going up to Lane, Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, but he has in mind the entire cult except for Ploni Almoni. He's not going to be Yotze with my Kriya. And Rav Moshe says, just read. And later on, Rav Moshe told his son that even that Ploni Amoni is yotze. There's no din of Shomei Ka'oni here that Kriyas HaTorah means that the Makri, the Kore, is motzi every single one. But rather, the Kore on behalf of the Tzibah has to create a Kriya. Once that Kriya is in the air, then every member of the assembly can be yotze. Here too, I would say in Sheva Brachas, the person who makes the bracha is just representing the call. And every member of the call, insofar as he's part of the tzibur, will be yotze through that bracha.
Is that the same thing also for the Rosh? Does it berachas hashvach by berachas erison? So also the same concept, but not shmei kohen. It's just the whole call has a chiyuv of the shvach of this bracha.
I would say it's only the chiyuv. Well, again, if you're going to say that al iskei makar extends and incorporates even the erison, then I think your mahalach is correct. But without that chiddush, I would say the birchas erison is a birchas shevach from doya that's incumbent upon the chasam. He's the one who has to be mivarech. Just that he'll have to postpone his bracha until after the erison, according to the Rosh, because birchas shevach from doya always is implemented after the bracha, after the experience, and not before. But also, before I let you go, I just want to tell you this. My Rebbe used to talk about Erev Yom Kippur a lot and a lot and a lot. We don't have time for that. But I just want to say that he used to talk about three things on Erev Yom Kippur that were uppermost in his mind. And if you get a chance, you could go through pages and pages in the Hari Kedem. Number one is Ritzui. I mean, Rav Soloveitchik writes something here that will make you stand on edge. He says that even though the Gemara says above a Kama, this is the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Beis, that if you steal someone or you have someone's mammon in your pocket, you have to, in order to achieve mechila on that chet, you have to return the money that's due to him and you have to ask him for mechila. Nevertheless, Rav Elazar ben Azaria, with regard to the pasuk, says that there's a special halacha that Yom Kippur needs ritzu. Not just bakoshes mechila, but ritzu. That's a pretty heavy concept. Ritzu means you have to reinstate the friendship as it was before whatever happened. And only then can you come to Hashem on Yom HaKippurim and ask Him for kapara, for mitzvah bein olam l'mokom. As I said, it's a very heavy. The second thing he used to always talk to us about is mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. He felt that the concept of mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur of Hashem titaru is ger shem is gayer, is changing your personality. You know, you're coming in front of Hashem, and you're saying you're not the same person, you're a different person. He used to always point out that just like a ger goes into the mikvah and his personality has changed, so we too, the Rambam writes, Vidarki Atshuva is Mishanishmo. And the Rambam says, why change your name? You know, I don't know if you have to go to Rav Kanevsky for this or what, but you change your name. Chlomar ani acher v'eni osa ish. I'm not the same person. Sha'osa osa maisa. In other words, God, you know, the gzardin chas v'shalom against me is because me is that me, but that me is gone and it's been replaced by a different personality. And the third thing that Rabbi used to always talk to us about is the vidui on Erev Yom Kippur. And he used to point out in the Rambam that the vidui on Erev Yom Kippur is a separate chiyuv of l'fnei Hashem titaru. That on Erev Yom Kippur there's a separate independent chiyuv vidui, and the Rav would say that vidui, the Rambam says, should be recited before the Seudah Masechet Shema Yichanek B'Seudah, means he'll die. And that's not the girsa that we have in the Gemara. Our girsa, as Rashi explains it, is that he might drink at the Seudah, get a little drunk, and he won't be able to recite vidui later, but at least he's experiencing Yom HaKippur. But according to the Rambam, it would seem that the Rambam is saying that if he doesn't recite vidui before the Seudah, he might die and never get a chance to recite vidui. So the Rav said that you see from this Rambam that the vidui of Erev Yom Kippur really links up to Yom Kippur itself, and that even if he's a dead man, chas v'shalom, nevertheless, as a dead man, he will experience the Kaparas Yom HaKippur. And why? Because the Kaparas Yom HaKippur was engendered by the vidui that he recited Erev Yom Kippur. So I just want to take this opportunity to wish everyone a Gemar Chesima Tova, wish all the Matzliach with our tefillos, with our tshuva, with our vidui on Erev Yom Kippur, certainly on Yom Kippur itself. And we should be zocha all to use this opportunity of Lifnei Hashem Titaru to achieve that close, intimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Shechina, Kein Yirei Tzon. Yeah.